You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Not been a good start to the season for Southampton, Lee. Something we mentioned in previous podcasts. They've sold all their top stars, haven't they, over the course of the last two seasons. Got away with it a bit last year. Maybe it's starting to catch up with them now. Only got one win in their last nine in the league. If you're looking at that headline offer, by the way, Graziano Pella to score and Southampton to win the game is 3-1. 11 of his last 13 have come at St Mary's. So if you like Southampton, but you want a bit of a bigger price, you could look at that. But not great from Southampton this season so far.
No, not at all. And, you know, the thing that they built their season around last year was that brilliant home defence. They've already conceded a quarter of the goals that they conceded in an entire campaign when they lost 3-0 to Everton. If you count to them, I suppose you could say that was a blip. We're recording this before their Europa League match away at Midtjylland. They drew 1-1 at home with them, which I thought was a shocker, to be honest with you. I mean, this is a team who only beat the top Gibraltar team 3-0 home and away on aggregate in previous rounds in Europe. So, you know, Midtjylland aren't any... nothing to write home about. And I think they struggled. We talked last week about would they struggle with the Europa League Thursday night, Premier League match Sunday. And I think drawing 0-0 away at Watford probably says yes. They would have expected to pick up 3 points from that game, given their season, their form last season. So I think they'll, you know, if they're going for a 0-0 at Watford, that says a lot about the team. Now, will they struggle to the extent that Norwich can beat them? Scored three at Sunderland, you know, in their only other Premier League away game. They've got a bit of, you know, confidence about them after, you know, decent result at home against Stoke as well. Mm. Tricky one this for me. I'm veering towards the draw again here at 12-5. I just don't think I can trust Southampton. I don't know if Derek's going to say this, but, you know, the last game we previewed on the podcast and this one, the prices are virtually identical. You know, and just to bolster Derek's argument for Everton are the same price to win at Tottenham as Norwich are to win at Southampton. You know, so I think I can't go for Norwich at 3-1. Don't think it's big enough. Can't back Southampton at odds on at the minute, so I'm left with the draw, to be honest with you. I think the draw and maybe a low scorer as well.
Derek, there seems to be a common misconception that Southampton are a team that are still on the up. They're going the other direction, aren't they?
Southampton are a team to oppose. Norwich, it could be anything, couldn't it? We don't know yet. The jury's still out on them. But basically, I want to be against Southampton. I was every week last season. I made it look all right, Charlie. But, I mean, this time around, you know, they've sold all their players, well, to Liverpool, basically. And, you know, they're playing on a Thursday night. And then, you know, we've seen what happens to teams of their calibre or their level. They struggle in the league. You know, a crisis of confidence for Southampton. Three matches in the league now without a win. And their opponents on Thursday night, Midtjylland, they're the crisis of consonants, I think. I mean, have you ever seen a team felt like that?
Today. You're on fire today. That's even better than your last one.
3-1 Norwich. I'm never afraid of backing teams away from home in the Premier League, unless they go into, you know, the big grounds, the Emirates and so on. And then I'd want 10-1 and things like that to back them. 3-1 to win at Southampton. No, another team. Now, in my eyes, if you look player for player, there's not much in it. I think that's a great price. Mm. I mean, if all goes well this week, I'll be in Barbados the rest of my life.
So that rest of my life.
You know, sometimes you get a week when
you. Will you still come on for the podcast though, Derek?
Of course I will. Yeah. I might do it for free as well. That's how magnanimous I am. Not for me, 3-1. Big, great bet.
Just to back that up a bit more, I was just looking at, you know, I know it's only early days, but and I know it was only Sunderland, but they had 18 shots on goal against Sunderland, Norwich. Six on target, by the way, in that 3-1 win. And the other thing to say about Norwich this season is that in their 2-1 win away at Rotherham this week, a certain Ricky Van Wolfswinkel scored. I think that must be his first goal. I mean, he went on loan to St Etienne and scored a few last season, to be fair. But, you know, it's his first goal for Norwich for a long, long time. I think the last time he scored for Norwich was the start of 2013 season, 17th of August 2013. So nearly just over two calendar years since he last scored for the Canaries.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.